You're listening to SBS News.
The sound of a Russian airstrike on a maternity and children's hospital in the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. A series of bombs slammed into the complex, blowing out windows and ripping away much of the front of one building. The ground shook more than 1.5 kilometers away. Police and soldiers rushed to the scene, carrying out a heavily pregnant and bleeding woman on a stretcher. In the courtyard, a massive blast crater, at least 2 stories deep, along with mangled, burning cars. Ukrainian officials say at least 17 people were injured. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called the airstrike an atrocity and said women and children are buried beneath the rubble. A regional police official, Volodymyr Nikulin, has called the attack a war crime.
Today, Russian invaders committed a grave crime. They carried out an airstrike on the city centre of Mariupol. They destroyed by bombing the maternity hospital. Women and children were wounded. It is a war crime without any justification.
The United States has condemned the bombing. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has described it as terrifying.
And as a mother, I know a number of you are mothers yourself, it is horrifying to see the type of the barbaric use of military force to go after innocent civilians in a sovereign country.
The World Health Organization says it's verified 18 attacks on health facilities, workers, and ambulances since the Russian invasion of Ukraine began. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the organization's documented 10 deaths and 16 people injured.
These attacks deprive whole communities of health care. More than 2 million people have left Ukraine, and WHO is supporting neighboring countries to provide health care for refugees, most of whom are women and children. Some of the main health challenges we see are hypothermia and frostbite, respiratory diseases, lack of treatment for cardiovascular diseases and cancer, and mental health issues.
Ukraine's president says fighting with Russian forces can only end if the world unites. He's again called for Western leaders to impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine, accusing them of acting too slowly.
If you are united against the Nazism and this terror, you have to close. Not me. Don't wait me asking you several times, a million times, close the sky.
The United States has ruled out supplying combat aircraft to Ukraine, stating it could heighten tensions between Russia and NATO. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss have called on Russia to respect humanitarian corridors. At a joint news conference in the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., Mr. Blinken slammed Russia for not allowing safe passage to civilians stuck in cities under heavy bombardment.
The Kremlin's proposals to create humanitarian corridors leading into Russia and Belarus are absurd. It's offensive to suggest the Ukrainian people should seek refuge from the very government that has demonstrated such disregard for their lives.
This week, Russia offered Ukrainians escape routes to Russia and to its close ally, Belarus, a proposal that a spokesperson for the Ukrainian president said was completely immoral. Asked if a no-fly zone could be introduced over a humanitarian corridor, Ms. Truss said Britain was instead looking to help Ukraine defend itself from Russia's invasion.
We believe that the best way of tackling this threat is to help the Ukrainians with the Starstreak air defense systems that we will be supplying. On the issue of a no-fly zone, but the reality is that setting up a no-fly zone would lead to a direct confrontation between NATO and Russia. And that is not what we are looking at. What we are looking at is making sure that the Ukrainians are able to defend their own country with the best possible selection of anti-tank weapons and anti-air defense systems.
Russia's foreign ministry says its armed forces have taken control of the Chernobyl and Zaporizhia nuclear power plants, due, it states, to the risk of nuclear provocation by Ukrainian nationalists. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says Ukrainian workers are operating the sites overseen by the Russian military.
The situation at the Chernobyl and Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plants is being controlled by Ukrainian specialists and Russian militaries. Background radiation is under control on both plants. Facilities at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant work in normal technological mode. There are no risks for civilians living in neighboring areas.
Ukrainian authorities say the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear plant has been knocked off the power grid and that emergency generators are now supplying backup power. With the power cut, there are fears that spent nuclear fuel could overheat. But a professor of materials physics and former chief scientific advisor to the British Ministry of Defense for Nuclear Science and Technology, Sir Robert William Grimes, says there's no imminent danger.
Now, these reactors have been turned off for a long time. So they have cooled down. The residual radiation, the residual heat that's generated has decayed away. And as a consequence of that, the reactors are no longer in danger of melting down.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.